So Nasty did it here.
What the hell is it, Chief? You've already told me today I'm a loose cannon. Who's this fancy-ass douchebag?
Are you familiar with any of those books and TV shows about people who ain't detectives solving crimes and mysteries and whatnot?
You mean those pieces of crap that are so friggin' unrealistic that anyone stupid enough to think that sort of stuff ever really happens ought to be dragged out onto the street and shot?
Good. Guess I don't have to explain. Sir Nimsky, meet your new partner.
What?
Reginald Carter Way, pleasure to meet you.
I ain't even shaking your goddamn hand. There ain't no cannon that loose.
According to what little I know about military history, I wouldn't say that.
Fire!
Did you see and hear that too, or is Family Guy running my fucking brain?
In that order, yes and probably.
Bit of a family curse, you see. It all began way back in—
No! God, no!
Well, at least he's quickly grasped the concept, but I do say he's about as open to this whole idea as a cat to a vegetarian diet.
I find this mildly annoying. Just kidding.
Okay, I get the friggin' picture!
Yeah, getting the picture is kind of the idea behind this whole exercise.
The only exercise I do is— Oh wait, guess I don't do exercises, period! Whatever the point of this fucking farce is, I am not teaming up with this Family Guy ass silver spoon up his ass as pizza! I don't know what triggered this one, but nothing's happening in it, so I like it.
Oh, this isn't one of those. I think you just got so angry you blacked out for a while, old chum. New chum. Newly met person.
Got it in frick. Wait a second. This is the old warehouse where that mutilated murder victim was found. 5 years ago. This is a goddamn cold case. What did I do to deserve this? Was it the attitude? The constant disregard for regulations? The cynicism? Wait, shit, that's attitude again.
Well, whatever it was, it can't have been as horrible as what happened here.
I found some piss on the toilet seat. That you?
Yeah, I never put that thing up.
Haha, good. So, the sacrifice ritual went well. Even if we unexpectedly have to leave the body behind, they'll definitely never connect it to us, thank Velgafrax. It's spelled V-E-L-G-U-P-H-R-A-X, right?
Well, the punishment for spelling Velgafrax wrong is being shot in the face, so...
Why do we even have that rule?
What the fuck? Was that something that actually happened? Was that a goddamn lead after half a friggin' decade? Wait, do we have to be in the actual place when you do that?
No, not at all. I think your boss just wanted you out of what little hair he has left.
Well, looks like this is going to be the start of a barely tolerated, solely work-based relationship. I still fucking hate you.
Oh, perfectly understandable.
The Carter Way Method, Episode 1. Some sounds from Zapsplat.com and from Sound Dogs at Pond5.com. Jazz Club 21.mod by Marcus Kalushk.